Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're an hour from a rim session talking Mavs basketball with you tonight as they get set to host the Cavaliers. We have NFL news today here coming up in just a second, and Nick Harris is going to answer our Cowboys questions coming up at 3:20. Right smack dab in the middle of that break, it sounded like a motorcycle was flying down 75, but then upon further review, I think it was a jet that went overhead.
It was.
And it was
a jet.
It was freaking cooking. Did you hear that over there?
You know what it might have been? Right down the street, we got North Texas, Texas State.
That's right.
At Ford State.
It was a flyover.
So there it was the flyover, right?
Good point.
Wayne Green about to spank the Bobcats here.
It sounded like it was to our left, but it probably was to our right.
Who knows, man?
That makes sense.
That thing was humming, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe that's what that was, but I put it out on X. Did anybody else hear that? I mean, we could get some more details on it.
Woolley's right. We got football getting ready to start here with
Wayne Green. Car, baby, car!
All right, speaking of Woolly Bully, here he is with your NFL news today. Take it away, Woolchuk.
Okie dokie, it looks like Nick Sirianni, job not safe. Reports are from Jeremy Fowler and company that depending on what goes on in the playoffs, Nick Sirianni's head coaching job could be in jeopardy. If they were to lose in the first round, bye-bye Nick Sirianni.
Bye-bye.
Buying this?
Ball sack.
You think it's ball sacking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like we were talking, like Eric always every time we have Merrill Reese on asks the Nick Sirianni, but he's going to give you the Nick's safe thing.
Yes, because that's the rational thing to do, but in no way is anything that happens in Philadelphia when it comes to knee-jerk stuff going to be rational. I think it's very much so on the table. If they S the bed,
I think you're right.
There's definitely a world where Sirianni gets bleep canned.
I like what you're saying there.
Yeah. What, out wild card round, bleep canned?
Yeah, like Sirianni? It's got to be first round exit.
Well, that'd be a 2-7 loss right there.
Which, hey, it happened to the Cowboys last year, and the 7 seed's going to be good in the NFC. I mean, it could be Washington.
Or it could be the Packers.
Green Bay.
Here's my thought. Again, I would have fired him last year considering how bad it went, and then with a month to go in the season, everything happening with the quarterback and A.J. Brown, I thought, wow, but you know they got to like something about him, and the results kind of speak for themselves. With as much turnover as they've had, they had the pass rush and the offensive line with Kelce, totally remade their defense, found a way to get it done offensively. I would just look at that as a one-game, you know, misfortune. But everything that's gone on with Sirianni, on the outside, is obnoxious. I couldn't imagine working with him or trusting him to lead other men. And I think a lot of the toxic stuff that surfaces is a result of his lack of wisdom and guidance.
Yeah, and he's getting in fights on the sideline, you know, with players, to your point. I mean, there is a lot of dysfunction. And a great text from the 469, like they did get rid of Doug Peterson after they won a Super Bowl pretty quick after.
That's a pretty good job, 469.
And that is one thing that I do, and I hate the Eagles, but the way that they're not going to settle. If they did it at quarterback with Carson Wentz, they moved right on, and then at head coach Doug Peterson, they're like, this isn't working, let's get a new guy. For Sirianni,
they moved on coordinators after a year.
Right? Like, Nick Sirianni, if you're one and done here, I know you've done a lot of winning, but if it's not good enough, we're moving on. Where the Cowboys are going to kind of live in this limbo for 5 to 10 years, and, you know, hey, continuity, guys. Yeah. Let's just keep this thing familiar and comfortable, and eventually keep hanging around that rim. Boom, ball's going to fall on in. Well, it hasn't been falling in for 3 damn decades now, guys. Come on, make some changes.
It's flawed. I opened up the windows. Hopefully Carter Freeman doesn't mind it too much with the sun coming in. I heard something else out there, you know? I saw in the text people heard drones. A jet down in Lancaster about 5 minutes ago. And
I think Woolley's on to something with this game kicking
off.
Yeah,
but we're far away from the national anthem right now, aren't we?
No, but it happened like when you probably heard it.
Oh, okay. So
I think we got the national anthem.
Yeah, our buddy Richie from Ennis is he works off Greenville and Walnut Hill, fourth floor of the hospital with a window view, and it was 4 fighter jets.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. Wish we could have seen it.
Okay, we just got the official injury report. Cowboys, Commanders out is...
Wish we were broadcasting this game.
North Texas Mean Green. I know. It would have been awesome. I had tickets to go to this one. I missed it.
Beautiful day out there.
We also, North Texas, we're missing all of our good dudes. Like Chandler Morris didn't play and Sheffield.
Starting a freshman dude, right?
We are, yeah. We're starting a true freshman. It's his first ever starts. We'll see how this one goes. I mean, Texas State's an up-and-coming program, so I'm hopeful we just don't get embarrassed. We're looking for our first bowl win since 2013.
And if you're making your way to the stadium and you're a little bit late getting in, keep your eyes peeled for the Martin House Brewing guys.
Oh,
they're just handing out the best beers in the Metroplex for free as you walk in.
So. For free?
I would never make it in the stadium. standing by,
just swimming just in the Dr. Bob.
You're drinking and you're kind of walking around like, oh, are these samples?
Hey, guys, that Roadhouse coffee, if you don't mind, bring some over to the station here. I'd like to get my hands on some of that Roadhouse coffee. One will do you good. I learned that
the hard way. What you thinking and what you drinking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now I probably couldn't do that. I don't think I'd be able to drive home if I had one of those. Chumet Doga, Mazi Smith, Nick Vigil, Donovan Wilson, all questionable for your Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons is going to be good to go. He's looking to hit double-digit sacks against the Commanders. And look, he needs to keep that going. I mean, every single season he's been in the league, he's hit double digits. Marshon Lattimore's out, though. He's still nursing a hamstring injury after that big trade.
Has he played like two games for them, I believe?
Yeah, and I think this is probably like precautionary. They want to make sure he's ready to go for the wild card round. But yes, he has not been available. Tyler Biadasz is also doubtful for this game. Cornelius Lucas is doubtful for this game as well. So they're dealing with some offensive line injuries, are the Commanders. Okay, Jets today are interviewing Mike Vrabel for their head coaching job. I don't know what they're really going to do, if they're going to make that move. I don't know if Vrabel, like, if I'm Mike Vrabel, there's probably better options than the Jets for me. It seems like everybody wants you.
I think Vrabel's
I'm
just
punt on that one.
He's just trying to tick off Robert Kraft and the Patriots. Like, hey man, if you don't want me, I could be right here in your division.
I love that.
Life hell.
They had the chance to hire him last year, and then instead they didn't. They went with Gerard Mayo, his former, I don't know if they even played together there in New England, but certainly both former Patriots. Looks like Shane Steichen is unlikely to be fired by the Colts after they're missing the playoffs. But there was an Athletic article that came out yesterday.
So Bob Irsay, they've got him away from the Meds?
I don't know, because you got a player that's talking about what's going on in Indianapolis, and it's not good. Quote, there's no vision from the top down, from the front office to the coaches to the players. No one is ever on the same page, and every year at the end, we're sitting here losing. If you look at the best teams in the league, they all have a vision, and they commit to it. The Chiefs keep winning because they have a vision. The Lions turn things around because they have a vision. There's no vision here. I often wonder that about the team in Frisco. Is there a vision? Is there a plan? I think it's very reactionary.
I think FC Dallas is more about their finances than there are about the...
FC Dallas is for sure. I like where you're going there. But, man, I don't know if the Cowboys have much vision at times. But I can see that when it comes to the Colts. And then the stuff with Anthony Richardson, you brought up the back injury that he's dealing with. So he's now out. He's not going to play the season finale.
He was crawling around on all fours at his own house because he couldn't stand up because his 23-year-old back hurts so bad.
It sounds chronic. And where he ranks this year among all quarterbacks, completion percentage, passer rating, touchdown to interception rate, all last, and then EPA per dropback, which is expected points added, second to last.
Chief, you wearing that one? Is that the one you're wearing in scouting world? Richardson?
Yeah, I mean, among a handful of others.
I mean, like,
sure.
That's my Joey Harrington, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we knew the boomer bust factor. It was like, this guy, you're gonna draft him, and if he sucks, you're gonna be picking back in the top five again.
He has the
super alien chance to do something here that most can't in the AFC. You're living in a world with Burrow and Mahomes and Allen, and you're gonna need an alien type dude. Yeah. So, but he took off two or three weeks ago
and had a touchdown where it's just like, I could see where you would want to try to make it happen still.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder if Chris Ballard's going to keep his job in Indy for this stuff.
It doesn't sound like
man,
it, dude.
I think they're going to have to clean house there. I mean, maybe you give it another year. And look, if Shane Steichen became available and you were looking for a new play caller, I'd absolutely be interested there as an offensive coordinator. What he did with the Eagles was very, very impressive, and they missed him greatly last year. You saw that at times.
He made Gardner Minshew look really dang good last year.
He absolutely did. And that's a team. I mean, I thought Anthony Richardson, that was a good pairing, but clearly Anthony Richardson, I mean, the second he tapped out, you're in the red zone, it's a third down, I'm like, that dude's done.
Yeah.
He's done. But at that same token, you look at what Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield are doing. First pair of ex-teammates ever with 35 or more passing touchdowns for new teams in the same year. Maybe there is something in the NFL where we look at these young quarterbacks and their failures and we give up on them a little too quickly. But you know, Anthony Richardson, maybe he's a bad example of this. But there is something to be said about some of these guys that struggle early on. They find a new home somewhere else, and they're able to really revitalize their careers. Those are two great examples. I know we talked about Geno. Like, maybe he's not great in Seattle, but he certainly had a nice bounce back to his career in Seattle, taking them to the postseason, having some really good moments. So it is. I mean, maybe we do. It's all about – it's results-oriented. It's what have you done for me lately, and we want instant gratification. But at quarterback, some of these guys, we probably do pull the trigger a little too quickly. But it's hard not to in the NFL because, like you said, You got a GM now. Is he going to get fired or not? Right? And so you make a bad pick. You don't have 5 years to wait around on a guy to come along.
No.
That's just the world we're living in.
No, I think I would rather move along after 2 years, though, than sit around and think, is this guy going to be the next Kurt Warner or Sam Darnold? You know, I think at least 80% of the dudes that don't have it by end of year two, and I'm probably still being generously low on that number.
Let's get to the Lions, Vikings, big game. Okay, this is probably the best game of the weekend. It's historic, most wins combined in a season finale between two teams ever. First 14-win wildcard team in history. The loser will be. Here was Amon-Ra St. Brown. He wants to change this rule in the postseason. Do we agree?
The rule should be changed. Obviously, if you win a division, you know, you should obviously make a playoff spot. But having a 14-win team, having to go on the road is kind of crazy. But I guess, you know, I don't make the rules. So hopefully we can get a win and get home field advantage, but whatever happens, we both have a spot in the playoffs, so we might see each other again after this game.
Dan, watch them.
Should they move to the NBA, where you're just basically seeding based on records, or as St. Brown said, look, yeah, you should get rewarded for winning your division, but then you've got a 14-win team that's going to be the 5 seed going on the road in the first round. I do feel like we're having this conversation more often than not over the last decade here when it comes to the NFL. Like, we've had some 7-9 division winners, and we're like, should you get a home game for doing that? Do you think NFL should switch this?
I think they should just say, if you win the division, you're in, but you don't get home field advantage. You know, I think that would be an easy fix for it. I also feel like we need significant schedule redoing as far as playing every team in your conference. You know, it just seems you're at 17 games, maybe you're going to 18 games. Let's play everybody once, you know, in our own conference and have a much better, you know, comparison of, you know, who you played. And maybe when you go to 18 games, you have, you know, 3 against your division twice, right? But you're playing everybody in your conference still.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a way that they could tighten it up. But I mean, like, I do love the idea that right now you have the Lions and the Vikings playing in a meaningful game. If they both knew they were going to have a home field playoff game next week, they'd both just be punting on it and gearing up for the postseason. And week 18 would be borderline rendered useless. Like, that's the game. You know?
No, I like that. I didn't think about that angle on it.
Yeah, this is going to be a fantastic one on Sunday night.
It's probably all a formula for ratings and meaningful games in the regular season as much as possible.
Okay, would you rather have In-N-Out or 5 Guys? This went down on the sideline for the Chargers.
I'd rather have 5 Guys, but the price dictates things, okay, so I have In-N-Out way more often.
Your coach is going to pay for 100 burgers. Here was the exchange on the Chargers sideline on Sunday.
Five guys.
100 burgers. Aging fries or normal fries?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, surprises.
Surprises.
You trying to save money now.
Yeah.
We can't let him off like that. In-N-Out, he got to pay that money.
So, yes, they go with the 100 burgers from 5 Guys, and today their offensive line coach paid up. He had a buffet line of 100 5 Guys burgers and the Cajun fries, and everybody on the team is just running in, grabbing their burgers. But what would you choose? I mean, I know Whataburger's not a part of this, because that would be the winner for us. It always is. But if it's just 5 Guys or In-N-Out.
5 Guys.
I think I agree.
In-N-Out.
You're going In-N-Out?
Yeah.
I'm going In-N-Out as well. I just don't get the 5 Guys thing. You know, I think there's a lot of criticism for the In-N-Out fry, and I get that, but I don't think the 5 Guys fry is that good either. Oh. You know, you got a lot of potato peel on there.
There's something just,
there's
think
some
about,
sogginess going on
you're
for, with
wowed
it for sure.
By like half the bag is fries. You know, it's like
there is something cool about their packaging. Yeah, you know, you eat with your eyes first.
Oh, yes. What do you think, Lucius? Because I know, like, we've talked about this. You like 5 Guys, but I think you and I both agree the burger can be kind of small.
Yeah, I'll do 5 Guys over In-N-Out for sure.
I'm with you.
Yeah, tell them toast that bun a little bit for me. Throw some bacon on there.
Ooh, toasty toast.
Yeah, I do not like the fries though.
At 5 Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're punting on the fries.
I don't eat a lot of fries.
We're punting on them. Miami's in a do or die, must win or go home game, and it's going to be Tyler Huntley who's going to be starting in place of Tua.
Oh my goodness, man. Yeah, he's got a hip issue.
I mean, I think both these teams, like Cincinnati and Miami. Now Cincinnati's going to play on Saturday, so, and they've got a tough one against Pittsburgh, but you're looking at what the Chiefs are doing and probably thinking Denver's going to get in and we're screwed regardless. But if you're Miami, this is heartbreaking that your season's now relying on Tyler Huntley.
This is, you made your bed, man. You saddled up to Tua.
Hasn't it been that way the last 3 years? And it always been named backup dude.
Yeah, I mean, Skylar Thompson
Miami.
To start a playoff game for
it
him.
Seems like every time they get an opportunity, it's, hey, let's go to like a massively cold game and let's play with a backup dude. Mm. You know, that's Miami Dolphin football.
No, that's true. And then the expensiveness of these playoff, or not, it's a playoff game basically, but $485 is the current get-in price for Lions and Vikings. Second most expensive Lions game ever. I don't know what the first one was, but I'd like to find out. Maybe that NFC Championship game they played in, like in the early 90s, they play in one and they hosted one with Barry. But I don't know. Second most expensive ever.
It had to be last year's playoff game, considering inflation. I mean, in the 90s, you're probably getting in for 25.
Yeah, it was their first home playoff game.
Rams and Bucks at home. Maybe it was that Stafford, too. Yeah, that probably was it, the wild card game. That's a good call there.
Well, thank you. Well, Chuck, NFL News Today in the books most every day at 3 o'clock here on The Fan. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, answers our Cowboys questions coming up next here on The Fan.